Pay attention, class, as I present you all the vampiric bat. Now, despite what you may be thinking, this bat is not a real vampire. Though its characteristics are similar, this creature was discovered 2 years after the discovery of the new frontier, and thousands of years after the vampires first made their debut in the annals of history. Now, while they do drink blood, they mainly attack other mammals and tend to keep their distance from humans. But remember, just because they rarely attack humans does not mean that they won't. Also, even though they can fly, they much prefer to stalk their prey on foot. They could even run at great speed if they need to. But the most interesting thing of all about the vampiric bat is their saliva. Despite common belief about the vampire, they do not suck the blood of their victims. Instead, they pierce or scrape the flesh and let it leak from the wound, and then they lick up the blood. The vampiric bat also does this. Now, what does this have to do with their saliva, you may ask? Well, you see, their saliva serves as an anticoagulant, known as draculin to some experts. As the creature licks the wound, the saliva prevents the blood from clotting. Because of this discovery, many doctors extract these fluids from the bat for medical research. How time flies. Class is dismissed. Remember, I want 3 pages detailing a certain species of bat of your choosing on my desk next Thursday. That's 3 pages, no more, no less. Oh, hello there. I do not believe we've met. Oh, nice to meet you. My name is Professor Lauren Rubens. What can I do for you? Somewhere more private. That's all right. Follow me, please. All right. Show it to me. Oh, please. You think you're the first person to hide bite marks behind a scarf. Now, please, show it to me. Good. Now sit on that couch, please. Now hold still. Tell me, how long have you had these marks on your neck? 1 week, I see. Is it sore? I see. Has the wound always looked like this, or has it healed to some capacity? No. If you don't mind, could you show me your eyes for a moment? Thank you. Now keep them wide and try not to blink. All right, now open your mouth. Please, just do as I say. I'm a professional. Thank you. Now let's see what your little biters can tell me. Could you open wider for me, please? Thank you. All right. Close your mouth. I'm afraid it is as you feared. You have indeed been receiving visitations during the night. Oh, I know that you're scared, but don't be. By the looks of the wound and the colouring of your eyes and length of your teeth, they have not begun the turning process. They have not tainted you by feeding you their blood. You poor child, come here. You are going through a terrifying experience, but do not be afraid. You will write to come to me. I know exactly how to fix this. I will need to make some arrangements and contact some colleagues of mine. We will protect you, I swear on my life. No, child, look at you. Gods be good, you are shaking like a leaf. I promise, before the week is out, we will find this cursed creature before it finishes its work. If you like, my colleagues and I can stay over at your home. Good. Now, let me just write some letters. We need to mobilize as soon as possible. Rest easy. Soon this nightmare of yours will end. For now, I recommend you find some way to relax. In fact, one of my colleagues, Mary is her name, she has another profession apart from dealing with creatures that lurk in the night. She's a bordello worker. Yes, she is what many would call her. A whore. But please understand, she is not like most in her line of work. She doesn't do it for the money, but to give comfort to those that need it. She is very specific in her reasoning. She gives her body only to those that are in a great deal of stress or pain and only wishes to take away one's agony, if just for a moment. I do not mean to be forward, but she can do the same for you, if you want it. She is very kind. I would pay for the whole experience for you. Just say the word, and I will write the request down in a letter. And I promise you, she'll be more than happy to relieve some of that burden. You only have to ask. No. Very well. But remember, once she and the others arrive, you'd only have to say the word and she'll do it. Just, are you sure? All right. Let me just finish this correspondence. All right, and that's all of them. Now let me get my bag and we should be on our way. That's it then. Let's go. This is your home. It's very lovely. Here we are. Garlic, onions, wolfsbane, and finally, the crucifix of Trojan. This should be enough for now. If you please, lead me to your room. All right. Let me just set up everything while you get ready for bed. Of course you're going to bed. It's late. Get changed and I'll start administering our first line of defense. Of course you're changing in here. I can't risk leaving you alone in an unprotected room. Do not worry. I won't peek. All right, that's everything. Now, go to sleep and do not leave this room before morning. I will be setting up more barriers around the house, so go on ahead and rest. You will see me again by morning, I promise. Good night. Oh, and before I go, there's something you must know. I peeked.